Bible said the just shall live by faith. Faith there is revelation. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. We walk by faith. Hallelujah. And I've told you that God's ways are not our ways. It is never late with God. Samaria was under a siege, Abby. And the prophecy came forth.
By this time tomorrow.
What did he say?
By this time tomorrow.
Can you get me the scripture? Read it, please. See, the situation, Samaria was besieged by the enemy. The situation was worse than Nigeria is now.
2 Kings chapter 7, verse 1.
Look, who would have believed that in our time, when I say our time, I was buying fuel for my car in the early 80s for 15 kobo per liter. They increased it to 25 kobo per liter. There was a riot. Who would have believed that my salary was 800 naira? Okay, I was promoted, so it became 1,200 naira in a month. And with that 1,200, a packet of St. Louis sugar was 15 kobo. Amen. Do you imagine how we feel now with the economy of Nigeria? In the early 80s, I changed one naira was $2. I changed it. They are making Yanga, all the embassies were closed. In those days, amen, we don't use visa to go to UK. Once they see the green passport, they know you are coming with money. Once they see green passport, they will just stamp it and bow for you to enter. Because they know you are coming with money. Do you imagine how we feel now? That was the condition of Samaria. This diesel that we're using for this program now, per liter.
1,100 naira
per liter. That's what we are spending now. Do you imagine how we feel? That was the condition of Samaria, and the prophecy came forth. What did the prophecy say?
Then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel.
For a shekel, one kobo.
And 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gates of Samaria.
In the gate of Samaria.
Then the Lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be?
Even if he make window for heaven, make dollar they fall from heaven for Nigeria now. Amen. What will happen? Behold.
Might this thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thy eyes, but thou shalt not eat thereof.
Because you doubted it. The prophet is giving prophecy that the situation will change. And you are saying this. And if you read the remaining story, some lepers, hallelujah, some lepers were the ones that discovered what happened. Amen. And it came to pass exactly as it prophesied. The last minute. Can somebody's situation be changed by tomorrow? Is it possible? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is it possible? A brother that got visa to go to Canada was thanking me. He said, Daddy, you said it is possible. You are the one that say it is possible. When we started the process, you say it is possible. I said, is there anything impossible with God? He said, and play is showing me the visa. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's not the visiting visa. It's already given permanent residency. Is it possible? Yes. Hallelujah. I'm trying to tell you something. That even between now and the last minutes of 31st night in this part of the world. You know why I say in this part of the world? Because by the time we are saying Happy New Year, some people don't say Happy New Year 8 hours ago. So, and they will join us. Just they join in and they dance because they don't pass their own sins. That it is possible for that thing that you are believing God for. How many people believe it can come to pass? Whatever it is, praise the Lord. But listen, and that is the truth, that there are some prayers, some conditions, believers, I'm talking of actual believers, that you pray, refuse to change. It looks as if it's getting worse. And that is the reason why many of us, we think that the solution will come, what? We will always do all that we think we can do. Some of you go to the mountain to stay there for 1 week. Dry fasting, so they also catch you. You jump from prophet to prophet to prophet, from crusade to crusade, from revival to revival. The situation refuses to change. Amen. Listen, sometimes God's ways, not always sometimes, always, God's ways are not our ways. But we serve a God that answers prayers. Right before you have examined yourself. There is no reason why this situation should not change. I'm talking of every area. And everywhere you go, somebody will tell you, there is a woman that appeared to you in the dream. Somebody gave me a revelation. What is supposed to be a revelation? I said, some demons are disturbing. Some people are possessed. Some people are this in the ministry. They are possessed. And this and that. Well, I told the person giving the revelation, I said that everybody get problem. Is anybody who not get problem? And for every problem, there is a spirit behind it. Hallelujah. Every problem you have, there is a spirit that is assigned to fire that problem. Because God is not the author of any problem we suffer. He has already taken and nailed it to the cross on Calvary. Amen. It's about revelation. But right before your face, and that is the reason why I have always spoken. Some people come to Bride Assembly here and give testimony. They do that in many churches. I was in this place. I went here. The problem didn't go. I go to Mountain of Fire. It didn't go. I go to Redeem. The thing became worse. I went to synagogue. I bought all their water. Nothing happened. I can't go help Buka. I chartered their water there. The thing no work. I go. I went to Worry. I buy key. The thing didn't open any door. I went to bed. Somebody told me about Bride Assembly. Immediately I came here. Boah. The God of Bride. And let me quickly use this opportunity to tell all of you. Don't come here and be saying God of Bride. He get name. Call his name. And the ministers, when you hear anybody say God of Bride has done it, tap him. Say, his name is Jesus. If not, maybe you get another God. When are they serving for here? God of bride, God of bride, God of bride. God of bride assembly, answer prayer. God of bride assembly, answer prayer. Don't mama, don't grumble. God of bride, answer prayer. Don't advertise your church. Advertise the owner of the church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Listen. But in those churches that you were attending, you were there now, people were testifying. For choosing, they know they testify. For worry, they know they testify. Anywhere you go, but your own case, hallelujah, you did not testify. It's not because of where you are. It is the matter between you and God, not where you are worshiping. Is somebody understanding? And of course, one of the reasons he knows where to meet with you. There is a reason why he chooses this place to meet with you. Not that this place is the most anointed. In fact, it's not the most anointed church. The minister said, I'm not the most anointed. Okay. If we talk like that, now package in one package. There's nothing like that. There's only one source of anointing is the Lord Jesus Christ. You call upon him wherever you are, he will meet with you. Praise the Lord. We know that we serve a God that answers prayers. But he has several ways of answering our prayers. Sometimes the Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Sometimes there is a reason why your situation is not changing. And you may not know it. And until you know it, one of the reasons your situation doesn't change is that any time you go to church, you go to sleep. So, because faith comes by hearing. And you cannot hear in your sleep. Sometimes there is a secret that needs to be exposed to you. Sometimes there is a habit you have. Sometimes there is a vow you have made you have not fulfilled. Know where you will go that there will be solution until the secret is exposed. Sometimes there is appointed time of God to fulfill a particular purpose in your life. For instance, Elizabeth. Elizabeth has been ordained to bring forth a son at a particular time. She's the one that's been appointed. She was well stricken in age. That means she must have been about 80 something years old. So, because they have even forgotten, so then Zachariah doubted when the angel said, your wife will get, how will it happen? Sometimes, but Elizabeth, hallelujah, has been appointed by God from the foundation of the world that he will bring forth the forerunner of Jesus Christ who will be born by another young girl ordained from the foundation of the world called Mary. But that Mary is not yet born and Elizabeth is already married. And that son is supposed to be only 6 months older than the Messiah that is to come. No matter where Elizabeth goes, she will never get belay. Because she is a chosen vessel. And God is not obligated to explain. You just block the womb. That's all. Hallelujah. For he has created all things and for the pleasure they are. And we are created. He said we are called according to his purpose. Therefore, your life is determined by the purpose of God upon your life. And that is why you don't compare yourself with anybody. Never you compare yourself with anybody. Hallelujah. You have already married, my own husband is coming. That's all. That is the time appointed to you. My own is coming. And if there is no husband at all, praise God. God is keeping me single to fulfill the purpose of my call. No problem. Hallelujah. No hypertension over it. And so, but generally speaking, amen, there's something about this God, an attribute that many of us overlook, although we enjoy it, but sometimes it can be invoked. God is a healer. And you can invoke the attribute when you go for prayers for healing. Because you are going to challenge what he did on the cross on Calvary. Father, by your stripes I am healed. There are situations, stubborn situations, that refuse to change for the whole family, for your situation. They give you money, put into business. You don't know what happened, it's gone. Frustration, debts everywhere. No, nothing to show for all the struggle from January until now. And every day I do midnight prayer. Every day, midnight prayer. Every service, prayer program I attend. I fast, I do this, I do that, I do this. I have tried to keep myself clean. I don't lie, I don't fornicate, I don't drink. Now me and Bible and church. And I preach. I know how many people I have won to the Lord. But this particular problem refuses to go. And the devil will tell you, you are wasting your time serving this Jesus. You are not wasting your time. There is one more attribute of God that you have not yet invoked. And that attribute is God's mercy. He is a merciful God. And his mercies endure it forever. Oh, glory be to God. And the Lord taught me this, like I gave you this example on Thursday. And I thank God that immediately I finished, somebody was watching from Abuja also, a call to testify that she's even the one that invited that lady. We had a program, myself and the Prophet Timothy in Abuja. And one of the days of the program, there was a manifestation. Young girl that was so possessed and very violent. From the overflow outside, they were struggling. Prophet Timothy, do with them outside the tire when the fire was down. And they came back. The spirit was after me, Nami Taget. You, this man, disgrace you today. You say you're anointed. Oh, yeah, come and prove it now. They were holding her. They spit at me, very violent. We did everything we know about deliverance. They did not work. We saw Holy Ghost fire. Everybody that was in that crusade, Holy Ghost fire. Nothing happened. She go laugh. Let her finish. You say you are anointed. Hey. Holy Ghost water, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost thunder, Holy Ghost. Amen. Everything we bind, we lose until we sweat. And a thought occurred to me. We have done all this. And this spirit refused to go. It simply means there must be something that yoked this girl so much to this spirit. For this spirit to resist all we have done to cast it out. And I went to her while they held her. I just put my hand like this on her shoulder and I faced God, not her again. I said, Father, have mercy upon your daughter. That was all I said. I said it three times. Lord, show her your mercy. Have mercy upon her. By the time I said it, the third time, she collapsed and the spirit left her. Hallelujah.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, I'm Fidelia calling from Nasarawa. I want to confirm to what Pastor is saying now.
You were?
I was the one that invited the sister in the program.
Oh, you are the sister that was in that Abuja program?
Yes, I invited her.
Oh, you are the one that received that deliverance?
No, I'm the one that invited the sister, Miriam.
You are the one that invited her to the program?
Yes, sir. No,
so you saw, you witnessed the deliverance?
Yes, sir, and she came for the program, and she was delivered.
Oh, you are the one. Oh, shalom. Yes,
and now she's married. Her husband is in abroad.
Now,
she's not married.
Now she's married.
Yes, and her husband is abroad.
Oh, that period she was not even married.
Yes, she was not married. She was complaining of, we were just staying in the same shop. Our shop is next to her. So she even has, she's a graduate, she has master's too.
Hallelujah.
So she was complaining of all this problem that she don't know what is wrong with her. So when the Pastor Osan organized that program, we now invited her to come. So that day, the second day, we did not go for the program. She now called us. We told her that we are tired, that she can go. We now directed her to that place. So it was in the morning when we came back to the when we came to the shop, she started telling us what happened. That if we see what happened to her, that she don't even know that something was inside her. So we were shocked. So it was the last day on Sunday that we came. So people were saying what happened to her. She said that if you see what happened to her, that it was terrible. So it was after the next year she got married. She's married. Her husband is in abroad.
Hallelujah.
And they are processing her paper to join the husband.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much for that confirmation. God bless you. Amen. She said she didn't even know that spirit was in her. Any demon tormenting you will be exposed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It was a great revelation to me. Like I was saying, on our way back to the hotel, Prophet Timothy was saying, sir, he said, Daddy, I saw another realm of deliverance. So I said, I told him, that's exactly me too. That's why I see Amo. And I began to meditate on the mercy of the Lord. The mercy of the Lord is so strong that it will override every reason that it hinders your expectation. The mercy of God covers any reason that is delaying your expectation, your healing, your deliverance, your breakthrough. That is how powerful the mercy of God is. It is the mercy of God that brought salvation to us. It is the mercy of God. While you were yet sinners, the provision for Christ was made. For the Bible in Revelation chapter 13 says, Christ was crucified when slain from the foundation of the world in the program of God. Have you seen? Those of you who want to boast that they pray too much. Amen. Have you observed sometimes God wants to prove to you that it is not he that run it. Not he that does what? That will it. But it is God that showeth mercy. There is nothing we do that make us receive anything from God. The day you overlook the mercy of God, he will leave you alone to struggle. Then you will know, without me, you can do nothing. And the weapons of our warfare against principalities and powers, they are mighty only through God. Only through God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you now, any stubborn case you have that refuses to go, stop binding and losing. Stop fasting. Stop going from crusade to crusade. Create time. Kneel down and be asking God, show me your mercy. Only by your mercy, my situation can change. It's a very powerful prayer. I have confirmed it. Praise God. I was telling Pastor Dixon in my office before we came here, if I, I said, I have a relationship with my God that I don't live by any law anymore. I told you. Amen. You know, I preach a message about living by law under grace. We're under grace, but we live by law. You know what I mean by law? If the reason why you don't commit fornication is because the Bible says fornicators will go to hell, because of it, you stop committing fornication, you are living by the law, not by grace. Grace will take that nonsense away from you. You won't even think of it. And that is achievable only by a relationship with God. And the pastor was asking me, how do you relate with God? Amen. I said, there is nothing more. Remember, I said, we are called to serve. Church, you are called. God call you. Eh? God call us to serve him. Eh? Why did he tell Moses to bring them out of Egypt? So that they will serve him. God, we are called to serve God. That is why when you are born again into the body to serve. That is why he gives you the gift. You cannot be busy serving God and the thought of sin will dominate you. Where will I have the time as a pastor to be carrying women from hotel to hotel? When I, if I'm not ministering on phone, I am studying, I am praying, I am for one program or the other. Too busy. An intercessor who is there fasting and wanting to be in the spirit. Every Christian that you see that is doing all this corner, love, all those nonsense, is because they have stopped serving God. You are not busy serving God. An evangelist that is just back from evangelical field in the evening, he's too tired, he's going to sleep. And in the midnight, he's going to wake up to prepare for the next day evangelism. Which time does he have to take, go and meet prostitutes? Which time does he have to sit down and be gossiping, brother, sister? Where? Who will he gossip with, his converts? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. People don't know the meaning of grace. God called you to serve him. I say it again. God called you to serve him. We went to Ghana. Sister Blessing. Where's Sister Blessing? No day. We were going to Ghana. Martin, you were there with us. And then when we reached Ghana, the program was going on. She went and she was leading us a song. And she was singing Ghanaian song, Ghanaian language. So I asked him, I said, how she take no? They said, since we left Nigeria and we landed there at the program, that she was busy learning the song, learning the songs. You can't have a ministry and you are busy in your ministry and you say you live a carnal life. How? Where? How? That's what I'm saying. Which brother was telling us, he said, his son, because the children program is coming, and then he's going to be part among the Bible challengers. And he said, he has to open the door to force the boy to be sleeping. If you go and say Bible full on bed everywhere, what is happening? He said, this year, I must be the winner. And so he's there reading. He said he has grown 1,000 verses. He wants to, last year was 1,000, this year he wants to read 2,000 verses. So he's cramming. With that boy, watch movie. No time for movie. No time for Facebook. No time to even call his friends and be talking nonsense on phone. Because he's too busy with spiritual things. That is the secret. That is the secret. And many of us today, hallelujah, we do not know how to cultivate the presence of God. Some of us think to cultivate the presence of God is prayer and fasting every day. Prayer and fasting. That is not how to cultivate the presence of God. It's work, do the work of ministry. Be busy doing something for the gospel. I'm giving you a secret now. Be busy. Be busy doing something. Hallelujah. Pastor, be busy studying. Evangelist, be busy with evangelical activities. When you come back home, you'll be too tired to even look at Facebook. That is the truth. Praise the Lord. Musicians, you know, sometimes when they sing some songs, I go just say, I never heard this before, and they are all singing it. That means you spend more of your time practicing and rehearsing songs. You can't be busy in this, the things of the spirit. I repeat, it's not fasting and prayer that will make you be in the spirit. To cultivate the presence of God is to be in the work of the ministry. That's why when you are a member of a church, join a group. Join the intercessor. Join the evangelists. Join the musicians. Join a group that keeps you active. From January to December. Listen, Bride of Christ worldwide. From January now to December. If you have not finished reading the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, shame on you. And I don't want to disgrace you. I would have told you, stand up if you have not done so. Now, some of you that have not read two books, Genesis and Exodus, now never read them. Finish. You pick verses. Which scripture I will use for war? Get one man where say, I'm not going to leave. Which verse I will use for Bible? Which psalm? That's the kind of thing you study. From January to December, you have not read 66 books of the Bible. Shame on you. You're a Christian. Wallahi, you're not a Christian. That's why they mess you up now, the spiritual things. Pastor Moses, you know Bible, oh? You know, anytime they just say, some people think that when I stand here and then you ask me a question, that time the question when you ask me that, then the Holy Ghost will just give me the scripture. No. The Holy Ghost can only quicken what is already in you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He only make you to remember what you have stored. If there is nothing there, there is nothing. You can never know it. Praise the Lord. The prayer of mercy is a revelation. If you catch it, I say for only stubborn cases, so I didn't say if somebody pay you, say, Father, have mercy on me. I didn't say so. That one doesn't need mercy. You need faith. Apply faith. You apply faith, the thing no work. You do this one, the thing no work. You do this one, the thing no work. So today, January pass, February pass, March pass, and you can give testimony of yourself that you did all you are supposed to do. And the situation is getting worse. Stop going for deliverance. Stop doing anything. Just say, Lord, have mercy on me. On that particular matter. And I've seen it work. 100 over 100 times I applied it, it worked. 100 over 100. Of course, when God gives you a revelation, he will confirm it. Praise the Lord. And if he's not going to answer you, the mercy of God, he will come and reveal to you by himself why he will not answer you now after you ask him for mercy. He will talk to you. Praise the Lord. I don't know what situation that's been disturbing you. That was the same situation that those 10 lepers in Luke chapter 18. Is it blind Bartimaeus? Luke chapter 18, or blind man, one of them blind, one of them.
Luke 18 is Bartimaeus.
Luke 18 is Bartimaeus. Luke 17 is lepers. Blind Bartimaeus is a blind man, so you can see how helpless such a person is. The Bible says he just had a noise. They go on, glue. Amen. Hallelujah. And this same prayer, you know, God knows how to do this thing. Amen. You know, God knows how to do it.
Amen.
Anything I preach and it's the truth, he will confirm it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Blind Bartimaeus. Who they pass? They said that Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He shouted, David. The only revelation he knew about Jesus is that he's the son of David. He had it. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And you know what? They tried to tell him, stop disturbing. The master is going, they're shouting, blind by the shout. The Bible says he shouted the more.
That's right.
Brethren, now you, they feel the thing. Don't let anybody discourage you when you are pulling down God to your situation. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And because he's a merciful God and you are touching his attribute, he will stop. Because he's a merciful God. The same thing with those lepers. Leper, you don't know what is the meaning of leprosy in Israel at that time. They put them far from people. They don't live among people. Far. But they were far enough to shout unto Jesus. We hear their voice. They shouted also, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on us. Amen. And every time They call on God's mercy, he always come down. Jehoshaphat said, for his mercies endure forever. Amen. And those that gathered against them begin to fight themselves. The mercy of God. Oh, praise the Lord. You cry all the night for your baby. This is not the advanced country where you can call ambulance and they will rush to come. Okada said, no day. Midnight, your child is doing convulsion. I don't turn. You cry, you pray, you rob, or you do this one. The child, they die, they go. Nobody, no neighbor, get motor to help you to go anywhere. Stop crying. You don't pray rich. Begin to ask for mercy. Begin to ask for mercy. It never fails. That child will come back to life. Praise the Lord. We'll be celebrating a sister that has been married for 20 years and just got a child. Is it possible? Yes, it is never late with you. Okay, you are looking at a sister. What of Sarah?
That's right.
It's a testimony for us to know. Elizabeth, uncle. What of Hannah, uncle? They are all there for us. Amen. And when God will show you mercy, he will do it in a way that when people see you, they will glorify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When God wants to bless you for a big testimony, he will make the condition be in such a way that when he has stepped in, everybody will know that this is God. And he said, believe on the Lord your God, and what will happen? So shall you be established. Verse 20 of 2 Chronicles. He said, believe in his
prophets.
Prophets.
So shall ye prosper.
You want to prosper, what I'm teaching you, practice it. What I tell you to do, do it. Everything I do, I teach you, is for your well-being. I teach you for the betterment of your life. Practice it. Hallelujah. God will give you reason to walk in that way that you have been taught. Praise the Lord. Anything I tell you to do, I teach you. Practice. If I say, don't do this, this is the effect. Stop it and you will see the effect. I believe. I remember one time, I think I've given that testimony before. One girl came for counseling. She said in the whole of her life, as at that time, she said she was 38 years, was it 40, over 40 years, 40 something years, yes. She said no man had ever come to her to say, I want to marry you, or I love you, you're fine, oh. And a pretty girl. And she went everywhere. She mentioned the churches, in fact, one of the churches, the fire churches. So she's been there. So somebody told her about Brother Assembly and she came for counseling, for prayer. And I told her, then it was in my office. And I said, no, Satan is a liar. Kneel down. That was in January. And I told her, between now and the end of January, your husband will come. Do you believe it? She said, amen. Do you believe it? He said, amen. And I said, go. I'm waiting for your testimony. You know where she comes from? It's not every time I bite you, I scatter you. Lose, lose. They don't lose and tire. They don't lose and tire. But I'm not sure anybody has spoken the word of faith on her. But that was her deliverance. Don't come to me and say, speak a word to me. I'm only telling you a testimony of what happened. Because some people will call me now. When that young man, what's your name? Eugene. What's your name?
Hyginus.
Hyginus. After you gave that testimony, people come, they bring their passport for me.
Yes, sir.
And I'm from here. He got his documents over there while he's here.
Yes, sir.
After he brought the passport, and I said, drop it here.
Yes, sir.
He dropped at the water. I said, pick your document, pick your passport and travel. And he picked it. And then things began to work.
Amen.
Amen. He's leaving the country on Monday.
Monday.
On Monday. There are some people, they bring passport. Daddy, passport. See my passport. Follow. That's not what I'm saying. I spoke to that lady. I spoke. And whenever I am unctioned to speak like that, has never failed. That's the power of the spoken word. But you don't speak it anyhow. But anytime I say it, it comes to pass. When that thing comes upon me and I say, by this time so, it has never failed. Anyway, I told her, then she said, is that all? I said, yes, go. I'm waiting for her testimony. You know, she left dejected. They told her to come for deliverance. And that's all I told her. Amen. When you see us stand here, we speak, receive it. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Hallelujah. She's the one that came to me. Oh, she said, February passed. March, they end. 2 days for March to finish. She said she told God, So you will not honor the word of your servant, Pastor Moses. He said he's waiting for testimony. Which testimony will I give him? 28 or so of March. He said, a neighbor called her. Say, I have been observing you for the past few months. And I decided you, my brother, will marry. My brother is in America. He told me that is the woman I give him to marry that you married. He doesn't want to marry in America. He said, I have secretly shown him your picture and he said he wants you. That is how she met that day. She spoke with a man. Hallelujah. According to the word of the servant of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You don't marry. You both sins. Marry the guy. Don't marry. Go. Somebody, that will be your testimony. I said, your story is about to be rewritten in the name of Jesus. Situation in your life that is not as it should be is sickness. Your business can be sick. Your marriage can be sick. Your physical body can be sick. Hallelujah. Your ministry can be sick. Anything at all can be sick. What did he say? Is any sick among you?
Let him call for the elders of the church.
Call for the elders, the ministers in the church are the elders of the church.
And let them pray over him.
Doing what?
Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
We are to anoint the sick person. After prayer, anoint the person with the oil. In which name?
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. And see what will happen. Verse 15.
And the prayer of faith shall save the sick.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord shall raise him up.
This is the guarantee we have. When you pray that prayer of faith, it didn't say, I lose you, I bind you, I scatter you. It didn't say so. Prayer of faith is simple prayer in the name of Jesus. Then pour oil on the person.
And the Lord shall raise him up.
He said, and the prayer of faith, and the Lord shall raise him up. Your business will rise again.
Amen.
Your health will rise again. Amen. Your life will rise again. Amen. And see the blessed assurance here, the mercy of God. See the mercy of God.
And if you have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him.
Prayer of faith and pour oil in the name of the Lord, you will see the mercy of God. If it is sin that brought that problem upon you, he said it will be forgiven. You didn't say, Lord, forgive me. But that you come and the minister pour oil on you in a true ministry. And this is a true ministry. Have you ever dissected that scripture to see the meaning? That is where the mercy of God is projected. Even your sin that brought that problem upon you will be forgiven. Praise the Lord. Whatever. But after that, you are to go and sin no more. If you go again and continue in the thing that brought that thing upon you, you will come back next time again for another oil until your hair come out for oil for it. One young man, he was urinating blood. All of his knicker was blood inside the Koyi prison. And I saw him, and he came to me. So I should give him money for drugs. What is your problem? He showed me. I said, I have something that is better than drugs. He said, wait. I said, I will pray for you. He said, ordinary prayer. Hey. Now people will say, because he has no faith, it will not work. Then I said, yes, ordinary prayer. Then I said it. I said, not your faith, but my own faith. Sit down, sir. I said, not your faith, but my own faith. I said, but give me a promise. If I pray for you and the thing disappear, will you serve my God? He said, ordinary prayer. He was looking at me. It's like, this man, I come to him, give him money, make I take go buy medicine. He said, prayer. I said, wait, my friend. Will you serve my God? He said, now. Will you? Say, And I laid hand and I prayed and I went away. Praise the Lord. And after the service, because he was outside, we went to preach to the prisoners. And when I came out after the service, as I came out, he ran to me. He said, the thing don't stop. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, don't stop. I said, are you sure? He said, are you sure? He said, yeah. I said, how do you know? He said, I got peace now. Blood no day again. He said, no pain again. Amen. He said, Nagonoria, catch him. Nagonoria. And he said, inside prison, no medicine. Praise the Lord. That is the mercy of God. He doesn't have faith. Doesn't even believe. Whether you answer me amen or not, this year we are entering, this next year, doors of prosperity shall open. If you believe what I teach you, you will prosper. I repeat, based on what the Lord showed to me, I told you to write the date in the diary. I said, write it on the diary. What he spoke to me. Wherever you are connected to this ministry, doors of prosperity shall be open. It has never failed. Praise the Lord. Before the end of next year, multi-millionaires will be raised in this ministry. That is why we say, from rags unto riches,
from silver to gold, from keys to diamonds.
Next year,
forever to see.
That will be your testimony. That is our God. Under his mercy, under his mercy. Before. Next year you will drive cars. Praise the Lord. When I went to, I think that was about 1995 or so, 94, 95, when I told them the whole entire message convention, they full there, over 500 people at the lorry. Only two of us came with cars. Because they know they preach prosperity now. Yeah? With all the ministers, full altar with their churches when they come. And they say, all the ministers that came, that time this church never started. I don't evangelize my team everywhere. They say we should come, give them five minutes to address the church the last day, the last, you know, minutes before we close the program. I say, how can five of us gather here? Two of us that we bring car come here. I said, of course, it must break. Then they look at me like this. And I told them, if that used to hold every December, I don't know whether Sister Clara Alu, the apple of my eyes, the only mosquito permitted to bite me, if you are watching and you are on Zoom, just wave, so because I was there together with you, you know what I'm talking about. And I said, if you want to come back, come here the next convention, yeah, with your own car, come to the altar. Over 500 people, only one man came out. But you see how many people came out now? They believed it. That shall be a performance of those things that have been spoken because you believe. And he came out and I shook him. I said, God will use you to confirm that what I've spoken is the truth. Amen. And I forgot, the next year I came. I came a day late. As I drove in with my car, with my wife, the young man just came, say he has been waiting for me. They told him that I'll be coming. You remember me? I said, no. He said, he's that man that came out last year. That things were so bad, money to eat he didn't have. He could not come for the meeting, but because the church chartered the bus. That's why he said, why, instead of sitting at home, not letting Kuku follow them. He said, when I spoke, he said, something spoke to his heart that what this man, he says, is the truth. And I shook him. Then he pointed. He said, see that jeep, let me get her. A four-runner jeep. And he said, he came to bless me, to thank me. He said, he has been waiting. And he said, that year alone, that he had five cars. One of them, he bought for his pastor. Bought a car for his pastor. I say, you're under a grace here. I stand by that grace again. I say, next year, what you could not achieve this year, you will achieve it double. I say, what you desire to achieve this year, but you couldn't achieve, wherever you are around the world, if you can answer me, amen. Next year, you will achieve it double. I said you will achieve it double. Is that evidence you believe? Amen. See, the joy, this man here, God knows, what gives me joy is your testimony. The evidence that there is life in this ministry will be reflected in your testimony. I'm talking about those who believe in this ministry. I receive the alert for every offering that comes to this ministry. And every alert, my phone alerts me. Once I alert, I speak a word to whoever sent it. And I don't have to tell you this. But that's what I believe I owe you. You can tell the Lord, Lord, if they don't prosper, then what is the evidence that they have sown in a living church? I don't know this person. I don't know this. But whoever sent this, Lord, bless them. Bless them. And everyone that pays tithe and offering in this church, including those who are workers in this church, you are entitled to the grace in this ministry. Every pronouncement of blessing from this altar, and you answer amen, it shall come to pass. As the coordinator was praying for, wait, there's a coordinator. Hey, you are the one. How are you now? How is it now?
I'm very fine now. I'm fine now, sir.
Now, do you remember what I told you?
Yes, sir.
When you came for prayers, I said, you are a worker in this church.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, you are entitled to the grace in this church. And I command that thing to go.
Yes, sir.
Instantly.
Yes, sir.
Instantly. It left.
Yes, sir.
I didn't find out from you whether it went or not, but I was sure it will go. So I didn't, but I'm just asking you now. I didn't know it was gone. I said, that's all now. You are a worker here. What do you say?
I am a beneficiary of the grace.
You are a beneficiary.
Yes, sir.
No, every worker, everybody. Chinedu, are you not a beneficiary? Everyone. You can't be a worker in a ministry like this. You are supporting with your offerings, with your tithes. Today, Olumide, somebody gave you a check. Two point something million.
2,550,000.
And then gave names of certain people they should be distributed to. Encouraging the workers in this church. Haba. Why would that person not be blessed? Haba. Amen. Praise the Lord. Whether I know you or not, you are progressing this ministry in any way, including those of you. Hallelujah. You know, I can say this, that I was praying today and I was telling the Lord, because I didn't have enough time to pray today for this program. I didn't. And so I was like feeling guilty that I'm going to go for a program and I didn't have time to pray. There was a reason why I didn't have time to pray. And As I knelt down to pray, I found myself saying, not for my sake, but for the sake of anybody that has, from their heart, decided to intercede for this evening program. Answer that person's prayer and bless the people today. Because there are people that have covenanted themselves to be praying for this ministry. We don't know them. Some of them are here, some of them are online, fasting and praying regularly for this program. I know somebody who traveled. One time I have a program in the United Kingdom, some years, 2019 or so. And he left Spain. I went to London. I met him. He said he has been here for the past 1 week. I said, what happened? He said, when I announced that I'm coming to London, so he decided to be the advance party. He came, took a hotel, and was fasting and praying. And when the day, the program was supposed to start, he said, I have finished my own. I am going. I said, you travel from Spain, spent 1 week in a hotel in fasting and praying for me. Only God can do this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen, because you believe in this ministry, there shall be restoration. Because you believe in this ministry, and you are supporting with your prayers, with your offering, I said there shall be upliftment. Hallelujah. And I say, brother there, we are looking for 25 million to change generator. 20-something million. They say a new one is, I don't know how much, 50-something million, something like that, our generator. But he went by himself and looked for Oyibo company to come and look at the generator. And they say with only 3.1 million, they will turn it to a new generator. And by himself again, we were saying, where we go get that kind of money? He deposited 1 million and told them to go and pick the gen. From the altar here, I was thanking him. A sister called online. He said, what is the balance for that generator? He said, 2.1 million. She sent 2.1 million. Hey, the power of God shall be made manifest in their lives in the name of Jesus. How can God not bless those people? That's their own. Many of you do it. Many of you do it. Many of you do that. Praise the Lord.